You know, what do you do to make sure that you're not getting rid of these talented players that are more highly paid, but certainly represent leadership as well? Where's the trade-off there?
Well, first of all, I think you have to recognize very, very carefully that chronological age is only an approximate indication of your functional age. Look at the way Jerry Rice conditioned himself to be able to perform well up, or a pitcher like Roger Clemens going so far. Go by what they do. Yes, finally age will catch up to you, particularly in demanding physical undertakings, no question about it. But don't automatically assign and say, oh, the cutoff is 34. Yeah, maybe or whatever. Maybe 70% of guys over 34 can no longer perform at the championship level, but 30% maybe still can. Go by what you do, how they perform, how they prepare. Have they still have the hunger for the game? Bruce Smith, at 38, was as hungry to learn and play and do well as he had been when he was, maybe even more so than he was when he was a rookie.